Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Get up on it. I came in this morning quoting a little Red Man for Riggins because I know that he liked that. He liked some of that stuff when he was young. Red Man and
Method Man.
And Method Man, all of the Wu-Tang Klansmen. Mm-hmm.
Wu-Tang's for the children.
Mm-hmm.
ODB. Mm-hmm. Raekwon. Inspector Dat.
Sounds like for the children.
Yeah.
Ghostface Killer.
And the thing that I was quoting is not for children for sure, so.
Yeah.
Lindsay still got sick people at her house.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody would like to house her so she can get out of there,
yeah.
she's looking to stay somewhere, an Airbnb. Yep.
I thought about just getting a hotel room for a few days.
Yeah, after it's over, after the sickness is over, or just to escape it?
To escape it. You're on your own, kids.
After my wife had had, I think it was, may have been our son. So we had two little children at the time. So he was, a month old or so. I came home on a Friday and gave her a key to a hotel and told her to just go spend the weekend at the hotel. It was in town here, you know.
Oh.
And then I would take care of the children while she just went and relaxed, did what she did.
I love that.
And that was the weekend she ended up cheating on me in that room that I paid for.
I was going to say, can you just text Kyle that, please? That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am
not the cheating part.
Everybody knows what a prince of a person that I am. You know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I didn't even get a babysitter to come help either. I mean, I was taking care of a toddler and a 1 month old or whatnot.
Oh my gosh.
Mm, yeah.
That's two tough. Kids.
That's kind of SOB I am, Brother Riggins.
Yeah. Sounds like the Duggar house.
That's what I'm about right there. Right there. So yesterday, I gave a short lesson to young men's about things that they should know about women that will help them in life, whether they ever put any of it into practice or not. They could just keep it in their minds as knowledge. Knowledge is power. And believe it or not, the women's in the radio family didn't like it too much. A lot of them didn't. I heard from them. Oh, yeah. And you know how they say, you'll hear from me. I heard from them.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was controversial at all. So you'll get to decide on your own. It's today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So on yesterday's show, I gave a lesson to young men about women. Now, these are young men that actually want to have relationships with women. So I don't know if it would do the young gay men's any good at all. But this is just about young men who want to have relationships with women. From the heart, actually. From the heart. It's today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
All right, Mr. Riggins, I have a hypothetical for you here.
Okay.
So you're single, Maine. You've been chatting it up with some little sweet thing, and y'all are ready to go on your first date.
Okay.
And you say, how about Friday night? And she says, oh, cool. And then you realize that Friday night is Valentine's Day.
Ooh, yeah.
Do you go on a first date on Valentine's Day? Would you have a problem with that?
I would absolutely go on a first date on Valentine's Day. Wouldn't think twice about it.
Yeah, I would too.
It would actually make me more excited.
Yeah, because that's what it's about. It's not about cultivating love that already exists. Cupid shoots his arrow to make you fall in love with somebody. So it makes more sense to go out with a new person on Valentine's Day than it does some old tired, dusty person you've been with for a long time.
For some reason, I knew you were going to say tired. Some tired old
dusty
battle axe.
Now, I meant that for women too. They're old dirty husbands. Would you have done it, Lindsay, or have you ever done a first date on Valentine's Day?
I don't think I've ever done one, but I am this year.
You are.
Just kidding.
Oh, that's good. Like, well, you know, you maybe got an account on that dating app for herself instead of just Rob.
Yeah, he doesn't know, but I changed the profile picture to me. So.
It's Robina.
They also found out in this survey that one in four women will celebrate Galentine's Day, which is the day before Valentine's Day, where they go out with their friends and their woman friends and just have fun.
This is like a Friendsgiving thing.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Women are looking for, listen, if you're a young guy, you want a woman, here's a good tip for you. They're mainly looking for three things in their lives. They're looking for any possible excuse they can find that would make it acceptable for them to be in their pajamas all day. Mm-hmm. And they are always looking for any type of occasion where they can get a gift out of somebody. Something free. Doesn't even have to be their boyfriend or anything. They just love getting little trinkets and things. And then the third one is they're always looking for an excuse to be out with the girls, and even better if it can be a theme/costume night. So always be aware of that. That's a valuable lesson that you can carry with you forever. You may roll your eyes now, but one of these days you'll go, you know what? He was right. I'm watching my wife walk out of here dressed like one of the pink ladies from Greece, going to dinner with her friends. He was right.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
So Lindsay's got two kids. TJ's got two kids. TJ will definitely tell you he was an active, involved father. Wears it like a badge of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay is also actively involved. She seems to always be doing something with the kids. And I guess that's sort of just what happens when you have kids. You got to be involved in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember my parents being that hands-on with me, but I'm sure it happened. But there's a woman named Jillian, and I wonder if you guys can relate to this. She posted on TikTok, and I'll just read what she said. How wild is it that there are people that literally post on Facebook groups asking if anybody has a babysitter for the night? Like, quote, I need a babysitter. I'm willing to pay $20 an hour for my three kids. It'll be really easy, though, because the baby's going to be asleep. I just really need somebody, end quote. You're willing to go to Facebook and ask for a babysitter.
Yeah.
All the time.
She said it happens all the time.
But do they take babysitters from just any old body, or do they have to know the person and say, if that person vouches for them, then I trust them?
Well, Jillian goes on to point out, she goes, there's no way, even if it is a reference from somebody else in a mom group, that I'm going to let somebody, a stranger, watch my kids without at least having met them in person beforehand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But apparently this is happening. Lindsay, you've seen this?
Oh, yeah. We have, but this is kind of different. We have a Facebook moms group for our neighborhood, and people, every Friday and Saturday, somebody's posting who's available to babysit, you know, but when you think about it, there's 400 houses in this neighborhood. I mean, you don't know everybody.
Yeah, not at all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
They're relative strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do it because I'm weird about it too, but some people don't care.
She said, maybe I'm a helicopter mom, but no way am I hiring a random person without meeting them first. Every babysitter I've had, we've met first. What are your thoughts on this? Now, there's a lot of people said this is absolutely crazy. But another person said, it's not the 90s. There aren't just like creeps hiding out on the internet anymore. It's like, what?
Hello.
I'm what? Sorry.
Says the creep hiding out on the internet.
Yeah, maybe. That's the creep. Right.
But you know what?
The 90s was safer than now.
You know what causes women to do this, though, Riggins? Huh. Is because they've got a night out planned and it's threatened.
Yeah.
And they're desperate because they want and need that night out so badly that, you know, oh my God, what, I've got to fight until the very end until I have to give it up and say I can't go.
Even if it means going onto Facebook and reaching out to strangers to see if they can watch my kids.
But again, they look at it as like they're not strangers. They're, you know, we know where they live and, you know, whatnot.
Yeah, maybe.
And yeah, usually when you get a new babysitter, you do have them come over and hang out with the kids for a little bit and, you know, kind of audition, so to speak. But I mean, if you're desperate, you got that 7 o'clock dinner reservation or 8 o'clock dinner reservation. You hadn't been out past nine, you know, in months.
Yeah.
It's like, I got it. Please, somebody come through for me.
I'm not missing
I need to get out of this house.
We're going to Sagebrush. I'm not. You're not going to ruin my night. I'm going to be throwing them peanut shells on the floor, kids. I don't care. One way or the other. That is crazy.
Yeah. But I think $20, though, is a bargain.
$20 for three kids.
$20 an hour for three kids. That's a bargain.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Take that. If you can get them for $20, it doesn't matter where they just got out of jail.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I don't know if anybody else does this, but I did a really, really easy recipe for dinner last night, but I acted like it was more involved than what it really was, you know, to make it seem like I'd you know, really been doing something impressive.
Oh.
Because, you know, I know how to cook and I know the hard stuff and all of that. But sometimes it's like whenever you get a super easy recipe that you want to add your own flair to it and all, because, you know, you just feel kind of guilty if you don't.
Really?
Yeah. And so I didn't really add much to it to change it from the original easy recipe. And it was delicious. Mm-hmm. So I kind of acted like, you know, it was just my touch that was on it.
Who are you trying to impress?
My wife and the hidden cameras that follow me around making a movie of my life.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm watching that.
Mm-hmm. But it was even a crock pot thing.
Oh.
It was crock pot chicken tacos. Can you believe?
Heavens, TJ with the crock pot.
I need that recipe.
Big block of cream cheese in it?
No cream cheese. No. Just chicken thighs and salsa and Rotel tomatoes and, oh God, I can't believe I'm even saying this, a packet of taco seasoning. I didn't make my own taco seasoning.
This is my kind of recipe right here.
Yeah.
That should tell you everything.
It would be.
That's what I'm saying.
Rude.
Sorry, that was rude. You're right, that was rude.
Let's see, what else did it have in it? I think that was about it.
And, nice. Sounds good.
Yeah, it was. It was really good. I did add a little Tony Sachery's in it because I'm from Louisiana and you have to.
I know.
You know, it doesn't matter what it is. You got to put some of that in there.
When you suggested putting Tony's on the popcorn the other day during your podcast, Jody about came up out of her seat. She goes, well, you can put that on yours. Don't put it on mine. She shut that down real quick.
But did I give you credit for making me want to do homemade popcorn?
Yeah.
I didn't want to be on there acting like, hey, I just had this idea to do homemade popcorn. Well, you know,
it's hard. It's not even a recipe. It's just popping popcorn on the stove.
Right. But I mean, I wouldn't even think of that if you didn't bring it in all the time with in the big bags.
Yeah, it's so good.
You haven't done that since Lindsay's been back with us, have you?
I haven't.
Well, she doesn't need it.
Is it me?
No. It's the cost of oil, quite honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to me it is anyway. Yeah, oil's so expensive, so I don't even buy a lot of oil anymore.
Could you do it with Crisco shortening?
I think you probably do it with most things. Yeah.
Because I do it with that whipped coconut oil.
Yeah, that would be good too. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it at the movie. Mm-hmm. And it's a more of a preservative too.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, natural preservative.
Was it good?
What I'm hearing is that I'm not worth the money.
Yeah.
Because you've done it before me for the girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not. Yeah,
they used to sit. They used to sit side by side, Lindsay, and just share food all the morning.
Yeah. Well, and then, she shared her food with me, and now Lindsay doesn't say I'm really making out like a bandit in this whole scenario.
But he would bring giant bags of popcorn for her.
No, that's
homemade
not true.
Popcorn.
That is not true.
Mm-hmm. And then he'd say, "Don't tell Lindsay."
More TJ and Regan's coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Regan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Hey.
Good morning.
Go check out the latest edition of the TJ and Jody's House podcast. Well, my wife has a mouth on her, doesn't she?
She does.
Mm-hmm. Just won't stop. All right. It's one of the sponsors of that is the Cozy Earth. You want that luxurious bubble cuddle blanket that I'm always talking about? You can save 41% when you use the promo code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. It's very, very soft and heavy and feels like, I don't know, like I'm fancy when I'm under it watching ball games.
Oh, you fancy.
I saw an odd fact this morning. You know, I'm the keeper of odd knowledge. And we used to do this thing where we would talk about politically incorrect nicknames. Mm-hmm. That, you know, not that people were bullied by, but by names that they accepted and they went along with and all of that. Like I had a friend whose last name was Bowen and he had dandruff and we called him Snow and Bowen. You know, things like that.
Sure.
So do you know how Shakey, the famous Shakey's Pizza, got its name?
No.
The guy who founded its name was Sherwood Johnson. And he got malaria in World War II, and it left him with nerve damage that made him shake. And so that was his nickname, Shakey.
Oh.
And then he turned it into the brand of, you know, one of the most famous pizza chains in America.
Really?
Shakey's Pizza.
I don't love that for him. Yeah, I mean, right. But cute little story.
Lemonade out of lemons or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did they say?
But how many guys do you know, older men, that call themselves Shorty because they're short, and that's what people call them as a nickname, and then they call themselves Shorty.
Yeah.
So like, hey, this is Shorty. Can you do my da-da-da-da-da?
Yeah. Just stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a negative, they just keep,
right,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, like, you know, be like if I introduced myself as Great Big Fat Boy.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
That's my full name.
A string of insults.
First, middle, and last right there.
Yeah. Lost his looks Leon. Would be, you know.
that hurts worse than Great Big Fat Boy. Lost his looks.
Yeah, I mean, I could qualify for either.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree. She goes, yeah. Yeah.
What about Shorty?
Yeah, it's called self-deprecation, Lindsay.
Listen, I haven't slept in a week. I don't even know what I'm laughing at right now. But it's funny. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
no,
you.
No, it's fine. I know. I get it. Oh, and I could have also qualified for the name Shorty while we're at it as well. So I got them all. All right. We got more coming up. Hang on.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's no business like show business like no business I know. I don't know why I wanted to say, well, I know I got a celebrity story here, but I just thought I would throw that in as well.
I danced to that a couple times growing
up.
Oh,
I'm sure you have to.
Yeah, it's so annoying. Yeah.
Let me guess, you've probably also done a dance to Putting on the Ritz.
Oh. Like 8 times. You kidding me? I still remember the dance. Yeah, the Charleston.
Putting on Ritz. You know that Leonardo DiCaprio is a pretty well-known figure. And he's in the news today because his friends think that his new girlfriend, 26-year-old Italian model, Vittoria. Vittoria. Ceretti.
Vittoria Ceretti.
Yeah. Has him whooped.
Really?
Yeah. But he doesn't care because he's never been, quote, this in love or this devoted to a woman, end quote.
Oh.
Oh, I got to see her.
I got to see her too.
So he's 50 and he's known to always date much, much younger women. And so what is she, 24 years younger than he is? He's 50, yeah. She's 26. That still, and I'll say it because I don't care. That tells me that he is, something's wrong with him, that he's insecure or something to where he has to always date women who are so much younger than he is.
Yep.
That's an insecurity.
But it's never frowned upon. That's what kills me. Like, he is a celebrity. Oh, it's fine. He's famous. He's so, it's never frowned upon. But if Joe Schmo did it, we'd be like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if, you know, I'm 55, but if I dated nothing but women who were 25 or so years younger than I am, people would think, you know, what's wrong with him? And they'd also think, is he ordering these women from overseas? That's probably what they would think.
Victoria.
Yeah. Yeah, they say he swaps them out at 25. Like, that's his benchmark. But the fact that she's 26 might mean this story is true.
True. But
yeah, something's wrong. If he can't conduct himself in a way that he feels like he's secure with a woman even close to his age, because that's what it is. I mean, it's you. If you date nothing but people that are that much younger than you, then you are afraid, I think, to be in a relationship with somebody that has about the same amount of life experience that you have.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Something's not right with him.
This Bill Belichick situation, where he's 72 and she's 24 or whatever she is that different? Because that's just the first time he's ever gone with a younger woman like that? Or is it worse that Leonardo DiCaprio only dates young women?
Leo's worse. I think, I think Bill Belichick is thinking, I'm old, I don't care, I want what I want. And I've done my, I've been married, I've done all that, but Leonardo, he's, it's like a rule for him. So he's mentally.
Yeah. The word chronic.
Chronic.
It's thrown in there. He's a chronic young dater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Playboy. Peter Pan.
Yeah. And they're both clowns at this point.
Yeah.
We can safely call them clowns.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Well, there's actually sad news to report from overnight. Every story is talking about this airplane crash at Reagan Washington National Airport. A flight from Kansas to Washington, D.C. crashed at about 9 p.m. The plane, before it landed, collided with a helicopter that was carrying three soldiers.
Yeah, it was a Black Hawk.
It was a Black Hawk helicopter. They said it was out for a training mission. But the plane is about to land, and this Black Hawk helicopter crashes into it. There were 64 people on the plane, 60 passengers and 4 crew members, including some members of the U.S. figure skating team and some Russian figure skaters as well on this plane. And the search and rescue is currently happening. So they're
in the Potomac River.
They're in the Potomac River, and they're just now releasing pictures of the wreckage, but... the president has already commented on it overnight, wondering what happened. And I think everybody's asking that. The video is all over the internet. This helicopter just goes straight into this plane.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird. Everybody's waiting to find out more about how. Because the president was saying it looked like everything was on track. And then the helicopter saw the plane. And those are the questions. Why didn't the helicopter go up or down to move out of the way? Because they could see the lights on the plane and everything. The plane was doing what it was supposed to do. Evidently, what the initial reports were saying, that the helicopter was the one that they were trying to figure out what was going on. Like, something was wrong in the helicopter.
Maybe he had a heart attack or something. I don't know. I'm just speculating, but.
He said it was a clear night. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of questions, obviously, that are going to be asked in the following hours and in the coming days. But I know the American Airlines CEO, I believe, said last night, made a statement that I'm flying out there. And the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, is on the scene. I remember him as a guy on The Real World. He's now the Secretary of Transportation.
Really?
Remember Sean?
Yeah.
From Real World Boston, I think it was.
I remember.
Yeah. Now he's... Yeah.
That's so weird.
I know. It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, it's a terrible, awful situation. So we're going to give you updates when we get them as they, you know, come out throughout the morning. But it's devastating. It's been... Mm-hmm. They said the last American crash was 2016 or something like that, or 2009?
Yeah, and... there was an American Airlines, what do they call them? Commuter flight or Eagle, American Eagle.
Yeah.
And it was in Charlotte. There was one of those in Charlotte that crashed.
Really?
Yeah. Or it either happened here in Charlotte, or it was a plane that was leaving Charlotte or something. Some kind of connection with Charlotte, I believe.
Man. This is why I need to be punched in the face and knocked out before I fly now. Because I'm serious. I hear these stories and it just terrifies me.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're so rare.
But when I'm not in control, listen, I'm not saying I'm the most responsible person, but
yeah.
I don't want to be flying the plane. But
yeah. So Reagan Washington National Airport is going to be closed throughout the morning. They said the first flight will take off at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So they're going to hopefully figure out what happened, but it is obviously a tragic story.
Sad.
I thought about TJ yesterday when I was in the pet store. You might think that's odd, but I think it'll make a lot more sense when I share the story next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I shared this a couple weeks ago. My dog is on an intentional weight loss journey. At the moment,
forced weight loss journey.
It might be forced. It is forced because I'm dictating what he can eat and what he can't eat. It turns out he's overweight and he's got some arthritis now. So the vet said it'd make a lot of sense if he lost some weight. And I said, well, how do you do that?
Yeah, and who's not overweight?
Right. Like, and I'm like looking down at myself. I'm like, well, join the crowd, me and you both, brother. So. Yeah, I asked. I was like, "So how do you do that?" And they were like, "Well, what are you giving him as treats?" And they offered suggestions. And they said you can also cut down his food by 20%. So now I'm like a mathematician, you know, standing in the kitchen with a pen and paper. Going, what's 20% of? I don't know. So I'm just trying to make smarter decisions for my dog. But
better bad choices
for the dog in the house, and he's not happy. I've switched out all his treats for like carrot sticks, which he eats begrudgingly, and you know. It's not as much fun.
It's like, this isn't bacon.
This is not good at all. So I switched his food within the same brand. I give him this food called Natural Balance Food, and it was a company started by Dick Van Patten, the guy from Hollywood. He's an actor. And
he had a show in the 70s and 80s called Eight is Enough.
Yeah. You'd immediately recognize me, even if you don't know the name. He's like synonymous with American Hollywood and stuff. But he started this dog food company. He's a big, passionate dog guy. And I love it. So I switched over to another flavor of food that's helping dogs lose weight. And TJ, you know how you always say, it's so ridiculous that we can't even call them, what is it, senior dogs?
Old dogs.
Old dogs.
You got to call them senior dogs to keep from hurting their feelings.
We now call them senior dogs. And that's what the vets call them and stuff like that. But this food, I thought of you when I bought it yesterday because it's lower calorie and stuff like that. But it's Natural Balance. Fat dogs.
Yeah. That's it.
I love that.
It's not weight loss management food that you see on a lot of that leaner this. It's fat dogs.
And that the picture of the dog on there, he's like, what did I ever do to y'all?
I'm the example for the fat dog.
Yeah, bless his heart.
Yeah, and you know what? The dog will never know.
Yeah.
Like your dog is not going to know and feel insulted if he sees that bag sitting on the counter. Yeah, so he calling me fat.
He's the smartest dog in the world. Does that say fat?
Does he call me fat?
Surely that's for him. Yeah. My owner.
Fat dog.
So I appreciate it. I'm going to see if it works out, but And, you know, anytime I talk about dog food, people get all bent out of shape. Like, your dog shouldn't be eating kibble. It's like, well, okay, I don't have the time in the morning to prepare him a chef.
Yeah, get over yourself.
He's fine. That's not what's going to kill him.
It'll be a car.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just
kidding. So, yeah, he's big, but we're trying to get him less big.
How many times a day do you feed him?
Twice.
Really?
Yeah, in the morning and the evening.
I watched this dog trainer on social medias, and he says you're only supposed to feed him once a day.
Really?
Yeah, and he's British, and he cusses a lot and yells at people, and they're like somebody's arguing with him. His videos are just like, you only feed it, you know.
And no one's talking to him.
He's just sitting in a van full of dogs talking.
Oh, gosh. Just yelling at people. That's terrible.
You feed him more than once a day. Guess what? He's going to get fat. You're going to have to exercise him more. It's once a day. We feed our dogs once a day, once a blanking day.
The dogs are like, shut up.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.